Chieftain Chigid's mood was not improved when he saw his minions come scampering back empty-pawed. He laid about them with a rock tied to a thin rope.
Ye yaka! Stupid! Dumb idiot! What happened?
One venturesome voice dared a reply.
Chigid, it was slippery down there, and oily. The front one slid into the big owl. They throwed lots of stones and driv us back. We couldn't get at them.
Chigid gritted his pointed teeth, snarling.
Dead ends! Get sand and soil! Spread it on her oil! Chicha! Got to do everything myself! Come on, follow me! I'll show 'em!
Even before Chigid and his following had reached the rim, the screams began. The sounds were the painted ones, in excruciating pain, sobbing, screeching, wailing, and pleading piteously. This had the desired effect. Chigid and his band halted, the fear on the scruff of their necks rising in horror as the cries continued. A horrified whisper ran through the vermin ranks.
Ballas has got him! The giant serpent Ballas!
Ballas is torturing him to death! Slowly!
The howls broke into sobbing moans.
Oh no! Ballas, mercy, please! Ah!
Chigid seized the nearest beast to him and began throttling the unfortunate.
Ballas! You never said nothing about Ballas!
One of the vermin pointed a quaking claw.
Looky! Chief! Ballas!
The screams had ceased from across the abyss. They could see the great glowing green eye. Now an awful hiss sounded, echoing around the rim.
Ballas! I smell painted rats!
It was more than any vermin's nerve, including Chigid's, could stand. They stampeded into a disorderly retreat, every beast for himself, each scrambling to be first back up the tunnel. Chigid, being the chieftain, rushed to his former position at the rear, which had now become the front. Every beast feared Ballas, a bunch of vermin in an underground tunnel, more than most, as it turned out. Aluko shook Bosey's paw firmly.
An excellent plan, sir. It worked perfectly.
Wincing, the Laird of Bolaney extricated his paw from the owl's talons.
Oh, think not of it. Now, let's get out of this neighbourhood whilst the going's good.
A lot of the numbness had left Skipper's footpaw, though he still limped a bit as formal Gullub assisted him back along the tunnel. Both the captive vermin, now bound together by slings, were made to march at the head of the group. Bosey followed behind, jollying them along with his sword point.
Lead on, my bonny scum. If there's any chance of an ambush, you'll be the first to get it, you ken.